What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, hour number three. And before we go back to the phones here, I need to issue a correction. Earlier in the show, we reported on a story from the Hal Turner Show claiming that the CFO of Rosatom died on this Russian plane crash. It turns out that is fake news. So I've deleted it from the website, and I'm letting you all know Hal apparently got it wrong. Okay, getting on back to the phones here. Al in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I hope you're well.
As well as can be expected.
That's good. You were talking about, you know, the cell phone trying to find a tower. I believe that term used to be roaming, and I think people still get charged for that. What a novel idea.
Well, roaming means that you're using a cell tower that's not owned by your cell phone company, your cell phone provider. And, yeah, they do charge more for that. The idea being that, you know, if you're using, for example, we're with AT&T. And if we're using AT&T's cell towers to communicate, it's one price. If we go outside AT&T and use somebody else's towers, it's going to cost a lot more. Most phones, though, have a little setting that you can flip over saying don't use roaming. It basically means that you're going to be cut off from service occasionally, but you won't get those surprise payments.
Sounds good to me. One of the things about a cell phone is, you know what, Mike? I've never had one. Mm-hmm. I don't want one. I don't need one. So, you know, the way I see, as a matter of fact, I have Magic Jack. I don't know whether you've ever heard of that or not. It costs, you know, about $3.50 a month.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen that. I have a friend who had that.
Yeah.
The problem with Magic Jack, though, is you got to have your computer on all the time to receive phone calls.
Yes and no. You can actually hook it up to a router.
Okay.
So, yeah. Anyway, I wanted to talk about the surveillance state because it has a lot to do with cell phones. Just don't use one. If you feel so strongly about being spied on, then don't use one. I mean, you know what, Mike? I bet you any money when you were young, you did some things that were a little illegal, right? And are you in jail? No. Are you being persecuted by the police? No.
I'm trying. Well, yes, I've been persecuted ever since Vince Foster.
Well, you know what I'm trying to get at, like, just people in general, right? I mean, these people, they're our employees, for crying out loud. It doesn't belong to them. It belongs to us, the taxpayer. Soon as anybody works for the taxpayer, and they always have, they don't own any of this stuff. We own it, the people that actually had to work and pay for it, not only to pay for that, but to pay for the upkeep, the people that actually do the work in our stead. So, you know, we shouldn't be terrified. We should be the ones that are pointing the finger back at them and saying, you'll do what we want. Like this partisan divide and conquer crapola, it's out of control, you know?
I agree.
It's even up here in Canada, Mike. It's brutal. They play on it.
I absolutely agree. And, yeah, governments seem to think that civil servant is equivalent to civil master. And every once in a while, the people are going to have to put the government back in its place. I think we're about coming up on that kind of an incident here in this country. I'm hoping that it will be relatively peaceful. But, yeah, there's a lot of angry people out there. And they are concerned that the Bill of Rights is being ignored. And it's not that we're doing anything wrong. It's that we do value our privacy. We don't want the government looking over our shoulder at absolutely everything that we do. If I stop at the bakery and I get a jelly donut on the way home from work, it's nobody's business but me and the baker.
It's called being secure in our person.
Yes.
You have it in your Constitution. We have it in the Canadian Constitution. and it shall not be infringed upon. I mean, if they write any law that flies in the face of that, it's null and void. It's already been tried in the United States. By the way, there was, just quickly now, a guy defended his property against a would-be thief in Canada. It went to court, and he got acquitted. He wasn't charged with murder. He got off. And you know what the Prime Minister of Canada said?
What?
All 12 of those jurors doing their civic duty are racist. Yeah. Mr. People Kind Trudeau. He just sealed his fate.
I think
so. I know you referenced the CBC a couple of times. The Canadian Censorship Bureau here up in Canada.
Yes.
The state-sponsored propaganda website that costs taxpayers $1 billion a year. You just look at the comments briefly, and you can see it. More and more people, they're turning on this guy. And it's good. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. I mean, carbon taxes, Mike, he's charging me to breathe, for crying out loud, to be alive. I have a right to defend my life. And yet he wants to tax it. He wants to tax the right for me to be alive by taxing me to breathe. It flies in the face of the Canadian Constitution. These people just don't get it. We're not as dumb as you people think we are. You know, everything they do is against the law.
Well, I think there's a pushback, and it's not just against Trudeau. I think we're seeing the beginning of a pushback against liberalism in general and political correctness especially. Because it's just become a caricature of itself. And people are just saying, this is insane. This idea that some guy, some pervert can say, I identify as a woman and be allowed to use the women's restroom. It's utterly absurd.
Yes, it is. It is utterly absurd. And at the same time, I mean, it's utterly absurd to give one people, whoever they are, more rights than other people, and yet we're all Canadian citizens or American citizens or wherever you live. I mean, that just flies in the face of everyone is equal. We all have the right to due process. And then all of a sudden they write these little laws that, oh, but unless you're this group of people, then you're special. You know, what kind of nonsense is that? And
we've
if I say anything bad, I'm going to jail.
We have all these homeless people. We have all these homeless people, including homeless veterans, who are getting no support from the government. Meanwhile, the government is lavishing all kinds of money and free stuff over the illegal immigrants and the refugees. It's a very screwed up set of priorities, and it needs to change. We need to lock up our borders. We need to find all of these illegal immigrants. We need to find all these refugees who do not qualify for refugee status, and we need to fling them over the border.
Yep, that's right. People actually wait in line for, to get into other countries. Anyway, Mike, I say God bless you, but I'm going to say Claire bless you. Thanks a lot for your time.
Yeah, she does. She does. Thanks an awful lot there.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. And we're going to switch over. First of all, we're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And we're going to go to Kevin in West Virginia. Aloha, Kevin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mr. Mike, I hope you're feeling a little better. I had a couple things I wanted to talk to you about, and actually a ton of questions about this downed Russian plane. Man.
Yes.
Is this... I'm sorry, but I feel like this is adding to the Clinton body count, maybe?
Well, it turns out that the claim that the CFO of Rosatom was on the plane is fake news. I don't know why Hal Turner was carrying it, but he did. But it's been debunked.
Okay. That, just that kind of like blew my mind. The other thing, wow, I was listening to your last caller. Wow, that's absolutely insane. And I wanted to make a comical point here with you. I'm blind, of course. I'm losing my eyesight. But I wonder if I could pull this off as identifying as a trans-sighted person and being able to go and get a driver's license again.
I love it. I love it. Listen, boy, I wish I could find that article again. But apparently there was, I think it was in Time magazine earlier this year, and it was the 25 inventions that most impacted society, and a lot of them were just gadgets and gizmos. But apparently there is a set of glasses which allow partly sighted people to have normal vision. And apparently there is a TV camera and some image processing that goes on inside these goggles, and then it presents on screen inside the goggles in front of each eye this modified image. And apparently it adjusts and adapts to your specific vision problem. And I wish I could find that, because it does sound like it's a wonderful device.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I like, and I'm grateful for advances in technology, and, you know, especially in the medical field and everything like that. But a part of me, and this is, you know, I identify as a Christian. You know, I believe there's a God. That doesn't necessarily make me a Christian. I know that. But I'm worried or wondering about CRISPR or CRISPR-Cas9 systems. If I go and alter my DNA, am I therefore then still human? I mean, I don't know if you understand my question there.
Would you run that by me again? I was trying to hunt down those goggles.
Oh, they've been having talking about CRISPR-Cas or CRISPR-Cas9, this gene editing tool. I've been
yes.
doing a lot of research on that. But I'm having the moral dilemma: if altering my genes or altering my DNA, am I still human if I do that? I mean, that's kind of one of the big questions that is stopping me from, you know, allowing them to do any experimentation with CRISPR-Cas9 or CRISPR, whatever it's called. Because apparently the eye disease I have, retinitis pigmentosa, gene
yes.
editing and gene manipulation or gene therapy would work for me. But I'm having that dilemma as, you know, I don't want to alter my DNA. Am I still human if I alter my DNA and use this? Is one of the moral questions that I have. And I know that's kind
well,
of like,
let me put it this way. Your humanness is based on a lot more than your DNA. It's certainly based on, you know, your intellect, your mind. You being a Christian, it's your soul. So I would say, again, you want to make sure they don't make any mistakes in the editing. But if they can fix your eyesight with this technology, I would say go with it. Meanwhile, I found this article. This is the 25 best inventions of 2017, last year, and the goggle is called the eSight 3. And basically, this is for people who are legally blind but still have some vision. It's touted as the world's most powerful pair of glasses. It records high-definition video and uses magnification, contrast, and proprietary algorithms to enhance that imagery into something the legally blind can see. It is, unfortunately, pricey. It's $10,000, but it does sound like something that might work. But again, the gene therapy, if they can fix you that way, I would be willing to undergo gene therapy if they could make me look like Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and I don't think it would change my humanity one bit.
Right, I understand. But yeah, that's what I wanted to ask you about, was the Russian down plane I kept hearing, and thank you for telling me about that. That can, you know, take one less thing off my plate. And thank you for, with the gene editing question. And I, like I said, I wanted to be a little bit funny about, you know, well, I think I should identify as a trans-sighted person and throw a big stink about this, but I'm not going to, but I just thought it was a humorous and hilarious thing.
It is funny.
You know,
it
everybody
is funny.
Else is going,
you know, demand a pilot's, forget about driving, get a pilot's license.
Right, might as well go for it all, right?
Go for broke on that one.
Well, you have a great day, and give Miss Claire the best, and I hope you have a wonderful day and have a great rest of the show.
Well, thank you very much, and we're going to let you go now. Thank you for the phone call. Okay, the phone lines are now open, and getting on back to the computers here. Remember, not too long ago, there was this huge data breach from Equifax, and apparently Equifax has been a little less than forthcoming over how bad it was. And it's now coming on out. The data breach was a lot larger than disclosed. So it was a bad one. It was a bad one. And better check your LifeLock if you have it there. Here's another story. This one's coming out from Great Britain, and it's basically pointing out how U.S. and British government websites are infected with crypto mining malware. That's becoming a huge problem. This is a global issue where computers are being infected with malware that does nothing but mine cryptocurrency for the criminals. And that may be one of the reasons for the cryptocurrency boom up, is there's a whole bunch of new cryptocurrency being created. Now, last week, we reported on how some Russian scientists working in their nuclear facilities, their bomb factory, were caught using their supercomputer to mine cryptocurrency. And not only was this obviously misuse of the machinery, but apparently they'd hooked this computer up to the internet, which was definitely a no-no for a secure machine like that. The last word we've heard is that these scientists have all been arrested, and I think they're in serious, serious trouble. Now, if you use the popular VPN service Hotspot Shield for online anonymity and privacy, you may actually be leaking your real IP address and other sensitive information. Now, VPN means a virtual private network. And basically, it is supposed to be an invisible internet on the internet where people can't see what you and the people who've signed up for the VPN are able to see. But apparently, this service has a bug. And there's an information disclosure vulnerability discovered in Hotspot Shield that results in the exposure of user data, like the name of the Wi-Fi network name, if you're using a Wi-Fi to connect, the real IP addresses, which can reveal your location, and other information. And I would say that the state of American software development pretty much matches the state of everything else made in this country. They rush it to market without really making sure it's going to work. And part of it is that end-user license agreement, where basically you cannot sue computer makers and software makers for design flaws in their product. And this goes all the way back to the very early days of the computer revolution, days like the Apple II, the Commodore VIC-20, when computers were a brand new and still fragile industry. They lobbied the U.S. government to be protected from civil litigation caused by bad products, and Congress went along with it. Well, back then it was justified. But computers today and software today are multi-billion dollar industries. You've seen how much money there is up there in Silicon Valley. But they're still protected by that indemnification. And what that means is if you are a business owner and you buy a truck, and because of a design flaw, it crashes and you suffer financial harm, you can sue the maker of the truck to recover damages. If you buy a computerized accounting system for your business, and because of a design defect, it crashes and you lose your data and you suffer financial harm, you cannot sue the computer makers. And that's why the software companies are putting out buggy software. Nothing bad happens to them when they put out bugs, or for that matter, when Intel puts out a chip with faulty so-called machinery on it. There's nothing that goes wrong. And I would really like to see Donald Trump rescind that indemnification. We've got to return product liability to computers, to software, for that matter, to vaccines. Now, Jim Carrey is urging Facebook users to delete their accounts in protest over the Russian interference in the use U.S. election. So they're back to pushing that story again, and they're trying to use Jim Carrey's star power, which has kind of faded in recent years. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials, and we will be back after these few words from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we go back to the phones here, we've got a breaking story. Apparently, Russian fighters have been killed in a clash with U.S.-led forces in Syria. So this, it's on. The U.S. is provoking a war with Russia, and we're probably going to lose it, especially if it goes nuclear. And so, yeah, this is serious, serious stuff. Also, I'm aware that for some reason the YouTube streaming has frozen. I can't get it restarted again. We're just going to have to go to the audio archives on this one. All right, let's take a phone call from Errol in the Netherlands. Aloha, Errol. Welcome back to the show. It's been a while. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hello. Nui Nui.
Yes.
Yes, it's about Minister Zijlstra. His first name is Halbe Zijlstra, and his minister is from the VVD in the political political party. And
yes.
He has lied about that he has met Putin, and that Putin has said to him that Putin wants to make a greater Russia. So now you got a very complicated situation because he's the minister from Foreign Affairs.
Yes.
So, yeah, and the VVD, VVD is the ruling party in the Netherlands. So now Minister Zijlstra, so Halbe Zijlstra, he needs to lay down his function and then another one will come in. So that's what we have here in the Netherlands. And about Syria, one thing I want to say, it's very, at this moment, you see the shifting of the politics, the how do you call it again, the unipolar world and the multipolar
yes.
world. You see the unipolar world, what you said, now that you just said that you have breaking news that Russians and Americans that have fallen some deaths. We need to see first what's happened. And I want to say this is the end game. So Syria is also a graveyard of empires, as you can see
yes.
now, as Afghanistan was. So there's not just Afghanistan that's a graveyard of empires. This one, also because Russia is in there, also Iran, also Hezbollah and everything. So ISIS is now on the run. That's positive to see. They are going back or they have never nowhere to run. Turkey is now attacking the IPG. They see them as a terrorist threat. The USA, what I've read, I don't know if it's true exactly, but they have bombed 300 Kurdish forces
yes.
That they have trained. And so there's so much chaos going on at this moment. So this is an end game. I see this as an end game. What do you think?
Well, I hope you're right. I'm concerned that we're seeing this massive escalation. We're seeing it from Israel. This is an escalation here. Now, according to this article, apparently these Russian soldiers were actually killed a while ago. It's just now being acknowledged and admitted to. But this is a very serious matter when you have U.S. forces killing Russian forces. And again, the neocons, they're probably out there going, yee-haw, and game is on. Yeah, we have to be very concerned. I was never worried about North Korea nuking this island because their rockets aren't that accurate and their nuclear warheads so far are very small. But if we get into a shooting war with Russia, that's a whole different ball game. And I got to tell you, I'm going to be very angry. If Claire and I buy a newer car and it gets nuked the next day, I will be pissed.
Well, it would not only be your car, I think. It would be more.
Who cares about all those other cars? I'm concerned about my car here, you know.
Maybe you can call Kim Jong-un to fix a rocket under your car so you can fly away with it when the nukes come.
That's a good idea. I might look at that. Or do
okay,
the,
thank you for my call, Mike.
Bang-bang modifications on it.
Okay, thank you for my call. Respect. Keep on the good work.
All right. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Now, getting on back to computers and computer technology here, apparently Analysys CableBiz, Fidelity Communications, has been forced to admit that it was behind an astroturfing campaign against a city-run fiber network. And the campaign was called Stop City-Funded Internet and basically pretended to be a citizens activist group opposed to the city setting up its own internet as a public utility, which would be cheaper, faster, more reliable for the citizens. But obviously, Fidelity Communication doesn't want to have to compete. We'll be right back after these commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefits. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Now's when I'm supposed to start talking here. Now, interestingly enough, Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, the lovebirds who were having an affair while married to other people, basically have come on out and, for all intents and purposes, admitted the media and the fact-checking sites are all biased in favor of Hillary. I know, it's a big shock. You weren't expecting to hear that. But yes, they are. All right, let's take another phone call here. Kathleen in Paris, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Aloha. A few things. First, Google really was against you because I tried, you remember last week I sent your...
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it was just because of that, because I tried it and now I'm able to send to my small group the messages. So it was just because I was sending all wars are bankers' wars. But
I've gotten emails from other people saying that, yeah, that that's being blocked and interfered with.
Mike, a question. I wonder what you think about what's going to happen first. The banking system is going to collapse and the financial system, or we're going to have a war. Does it seem to you like there's a race between getting a war started before the financial system collapses?
Oh, there's no question about that. I mean, I'd rather the financial system collapse and basically prevents the war from happening. But obviously, the war hawks want the war to get going, because once the war is going, if there's an economic collapse, they'll blame it on the war to save their own rear ends as to what's going on.
But how can it just keep, I mean, you know, how can it keep going, the financial, if...
Well, the same way that, you know, the economy kept going during World War II, and the government will just go on borrowing money like crazy, spending it on the war, and just hope that the rest of us take care of each other.
Okay. Did you say what?
I thought I'd lost your connection.
Did you say some while back that we could just have a whole new internet? We could invent a whole new internet.
Well, what I said is anybody can build an internet. It's not patented technology, and as a matter of fact, the story we were just talking about, more and more cities are building their own taxpayer-funded internet, and it's faster, cheaper, more reliable. It's being treated like a public utility, and obviously the commercial ISPs are out there trying to find a way to stop it. And this last story we were talking about, it turned out one of these ISPs was behind what was presented as a citizens group opposed to the idea of a city-funded internet. And you have to be very, very careful when you see these so-called city citizens groups, because very often they're a front for some corporate interest. Okay.
Are you going to get a new... Do you think you can get a new car because your car was stolen?
Well, we're going to get a newer car. I mean, we don't have a lot of money, but we're definitely looking at something, you know, obviously a little better than an 18-year-old Honda. And we're going to get a car alarm for it and some other kind of additional locking device besides the club, which turned out not to work at all. And I've had a lot of people send in suggestions about a hidden switch, which I think is a really, really good idea. But yeah, we're in the market for a car, and we don't want to finance it in this uncertain economy. So we're just basically going to take what we saved up and just get the best car that we can for that money.
Yeah, you got $1,000, you buy $1,000 car. Yeah, I know.
Well, we've got a little bit more than that. And here in Hawaii, you don't get much car for $1,000 anyway.
No, that was just an expression.
Well, actually, we originally paid $2,500 for the Honda. We had a friend that was leaving for a job in Iceland and needed to get rid of the car, so we had a wonderful opportunity. And it was a great car. I really liked it, and we just drove it to death. And then, of course, it got stolen and damaged. And at this point, it's not worth anything. I think the insurance company is just going to say it's not worth trying to repair.
Well, I know, but are you going to get anything from the insurance company?
I probably not. The blue book on it is close to zero because it's 18 years old. It's got 160,000 miles on it. The air conditioning doesn't work. And now, of course, it's missing major components of the engine. Okay?
You have something in common with Job.
Yes. Yeah, I think the deity made another one of those really screwed up bets with the devil. Say, yay, verily, I'm going to dump all over the Riveros, and they're still going to be nice people.
Well, you take care.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Thanks for the phone call.
Bye.
All righty, getting on back to the news here. As you know, we live in an era where they're starting to bring on the self driving vehicles. They've been developed for the military for quite some time. They even showed one on the original Top Gear that I thought was very cool. But there is a company called Embark that has come up with a self-driving truck for cargo. And they just completed a test drive across the United States of America from Los Angeles to Jacksonville, Florida, covering 2,400 miles and delivering refrigerators for Electrolux. So I imagine there's probably a lot of truck drivers out there that are getting very, very nervous right about now. So let's talk about human-caused global warming. Moscow just set an all-time record cold, schools canceling classes for the first time in three generations. And they got 1 month's worth of snow in just 36 hours. Now, Chicago just got hit with their biggest snow since 2015. It is really coming on down, and we still have a couple months of winter to get through. Remember back in the 1990s, early 2000s, snowfall's a thing of the past. The world is warming. It's broiling. You've got to pay carbon taxes here. Let's see. Story out of Montreal. They had a major problem with snow that led to a multi-vehicle collision. 50 vehicles stranded on Highway 20 west near Mont-Saint-Hilaire. Apparently one death and multiple injuries. Two jackknifed trucks. Parts of southeast Queensland have recorded their lowest February temperatures ever. Now, I read a study last week. In fact, I have it here right now. It's from techtimes.com, basically saying that physicist Dan Lubin from Scripps Institute of Oceanography is basically saying the sun will be considerably dimmer by 2050. We're going into a modern minimum, and with it, we will get a little ice age. It's already happening. You can see it all over the place here. By the way, the Super Bowl, that was the coldest Super Bowl on record. It's also very cold over at the Olympics in Pyongyang. It's the coldest Olympics ever. Snow is so bad in Paris, they've had to close the Eiffel Tower. And I can imagine that probably there's a lot of snow built up on the tower, and it's probably putting it under a huge amount of strain. Now, the global warming people are still out there with their scare tactics. Over in the Daily Mail, they've got a story on how the thawing Arctic permafrost could release massive amounts of toxic mercury that could be harmful to human health. So we have to keep the Arctic permafrost frozen. I don't think we really need to worry about that. They're still out there with the fear-mongering, trying to get you scared. Oh, save us from the warming world, please. Take my money, take my children. Now, as you know, Taiwan has suffered two major quakes and a lot of aftershocks. And scientists are now saying it seems linked to an underwater volcano that erupted during the Dalton Minimum 13 miles offshore. And these quakes seem to be centered on that. Now, whether this volcano is going to erupt again, and it's a very large one, or if there's an underwater landslide, they're still not sure. They're going to have to go on down and take a look at some point here. Over in Cape Town, South Africa, they are dealing with a massive water shortage. Everybody there is preparing for what they're calling day zero, when they're simply going to be out of water. There's going to be nothing in the pipes. Water levels are decreasing at a rapid rate. And they're saying they're going to be out of water in less than 3 months. Now, I have an idea. Go on down to Antarctica and grab one of those icebergs and just tow it back to South Africa. Now, yes, some of it's going to melt off, but you should get there with a large enough block where you could actually use it to get the water supply. over in Los Angeles, apparently due to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers using glyphosate as a weed killer, it's polluted the Los Angeles River with so much glyphosate that a congressman from the area is saying it's got to stop. Now, nobody actually takes water from the Los Angeles River. It's actually a storm drain and runoff. But obviously that water winds up going down to the beach and out into the ocean where people are going to be exposed to it. So is the sea life. They're going to be exposed to that. And that's a problem. Now, we've been talking about colony collapse disorder. There's a tremendous concern that honeybees are dying off, and everybody's pointing fingers at mites, at nicotinoid pesticides, at GMO pollen, which we know is harmful to insect species. But apparently down in Paddington in Australia, they've had a little bit of an upset where city officials basically killed off 50,000 European honeybees because one resident complained. Now, this was just this massive beehive that was in a tree, and local residents liked to watch it. It was growing, getting larger all the time. The bees didn't bother anybody. But one person called, complained, and the city council said that they tried to call a beekeeper and did not get a return call back immediately, at which point they called a pest control company and simply poisoned all the bees. Now, normally, and especially at a time when colony collapse disorder is an issue all around the globe, the proper thing to do would have been to wait till the beekeeper was available who could relocate the hive. And that's something that's actually done a lot for people who keep bees. I kept bees when I was a kid till we discovered my younger brother was allergic to them. But you can relocate the hive. And all it really takes is moving the physical hive and making sure that the queen is still inside, and the rest of the bees will just follow along. But they killed off these honeybees on one single complaint. Now, this story is a little bit sick. This is over in Massachusetts, in Brockton. And apparently this mother of five stabbed two of her young sons to death and claimed it was part of a voodoo ritual that needed blood. I guess this is some of that cultural enrichment that we're all supposed to be so happy about. Up on the space station, a new first for America's Man in Space program. They've actually had a badminton game. They had this one module was large enough, and apparently on the last supply flight, somebody sent up a couple of badminton rackets and some shuttlecocks, and they put up something approximating a net and just batted it back and forth. They didn't give us the final score. They just said it was done in the spirit of camaraderie, which means it was probably a tie. But it's nice that they're having fun out there. It's very little recreation on the space station. Very, very, very. Okay. Now, this happened last week. There was another very large asteroid that skimmed past the Earth, and it came within one-fifth the distance between our planet and the moon, or 39,000 miles away, far enough to be outside the satellites in geosynchronous orbit. But boy, doesn't it seem like somebody up there is throwing rocks at us? And what's really alarming is for all the money that has been spent on this asteroid detection system, that they miss so many of them until they're literally on top of us. Remember that big one that came down over Russia a year ago? Broke all the windows, caused all the damage. Nobody even saw that coming on in. That's pretty scary stuff here. Now, the New Horizons spacecraft, that's the one that gave us the close-up view of Pluto. And it's still on its way out of the solar system. It's heading toward the Kuiper Belt. And they're hoping they're going to be able to get some images of that. But apparently, it's spun its camera around and shot a picture and sent it back to Earth, which breaks Voyager 1's record of longest distance image sent. Got to take a break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354. Or visit MIG911.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remain? What's really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, last segment of our program today. And looking at some of the member posts at whatreallyhappened.com, video shows White Helmet members working under Al-Qaeda flag in Syria, which confirms the earlier reports that the White Helmets are just a PR stunt by Al-Qaeda. They're not this wonderful humanitarian group doing good. They're just out there posing for pictures and putting off propaganda. Earlier today, and I mentioned this in the first part of the show, Donald Trump Jr.'s wife was sent a package with a white powder, and they took her to the hospital just to be on the safe side. Turned out the powder was harmless and so forth. Julian Assange has made a point that he received a similar package at the Ecuadorian embassy last week that also had white powder in it. Very, very childish behavior here. Here's an update on the Las Vegas October 1st shooting. Apparently, the so-called autopsy report for Stephen Paddock is dated one day after he supposedly committed suicide. And something's really funny about all of that. Now, Seattle has decided they're going to remove their surveillance system. They put up this massive network of surveillance cameras and tracking devices, cost $150,000. And apparently the Seattle residents got very upset about that because they like their privacy as well. And Seattle has finally yielded to the will of the public, and they're taking it down. And here's a story I can identify with. Grand Theft Auto Chicago. Carjacking surge to decade highs. Which, yeah, I'm going to be on top for that one here. Here's another good one. Apparently, Secretary of Defense Mattis is admitting there is no evidence that Assad has used sarin gas on the Syrian people. Where are they getting this stuff from? Miss Cleo? The Ouija board? The crystal ball never lies, or the magic eight ball. Amazing here. Over in Germany, a German court has ruled Facebook is breaching data protection rules with privacy settings that overshare by default and by requiring its users to give their real names. See, over in Germany, they respect your privacy and your right to be anonymous. We already talked about the Equifax breach here. Now, a lot of people are making a big talk about Obama's and Michelle's new presidential portraits. And there's been a lot of complaint that Michelle's doesn't even really look like her. But there's another big stink about this because the artist, Kehinde Wiley, has done paintings showing black people beheading white people. Not exactly the best recommendation for somebody to do a presidential portrait, but he got the job anyway. There's the music. Time for me to get on out of here and get something useful done for the rest of the week. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Meanwhile, stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got all kinds of wonderful things to share with you. And we'll talk to you tomorrow. Aloha, America.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.